Hello guys, welcome. This is James Cox at The Martial Arts Lifestyle, and today we're going to talk with one of my black belt students, a head instructor here at Abilene location, Mr. Brandon Jimenez. Brandon Jimenez. You get that one a lot?
A lot.
Jimenez.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of ways
get every
to say
kind
it.
Of ways to say my last name.
Yeah. So Brandon here, actually, his father, Jesse Jimenez, is a good friend of mine and one of my early black belts long ago, because he's old like me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you
He's
just okay. say okay? You
yes.
can't agree. You can't agree that we're old. But yeah, Jesse was one of my early black belts, and you know, your family, your mom is amazing, and you guys are like family to me. You became a student at a young age, and then you actually moved away for college. You went to Tech there, and you came back and doing this thing again. But you kind of continued your martial arts really consistent and throughout. Man, you've done a good job, and you've impacted a lot of lives with your teaching. So you're definitely one of the favorite teachers around here. So Brandon, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit and just kind of tell us about your martial arts journey.
Oh yeah, like I said, my name is Brandon Jimenez and I am 24 years old. I have started at least consistently in my martial arts journey since I was about 16 years old. I've gone off and on again with my dad being a black belt. I was always around the school whenever I was a little and even tried it a couple of times then and there. Honestly, cannot remember exactly why that, you know, I stopped the training whenever I was younger. But that is one thing that I always do, like wish I could look back on and go back to and switch, is continuing it from that young age all the way until then. But you know, now
I think you were doing sports and stuff.
Yes,
too,
I was.
Right?
I was in baseball, I was things like that. So yeah, I think it was just busy schedules or something like that. But consistently got back into it whenever I was 16, and I was actually came back into it because I was actually kind of looking for work too. I was a little troubled kid, and I remember my dad, he wanted me, you know, off the streets and making sure I wasn't going to be doing anything, you know, that I wasn't supposed to be doing. And so, you know, he put me back into here, and he said that I can be helping around, of course, with your permission, trying to, you know, make sure the school is clean and stuff like that. And then we'll start training, you know, by the night times during the adult classes. And then, you know, after a little bit of training, got to start helping out onto the mats and just kind of stuck it out from there. And then honestly didn't realize, you know, how one little situation can turn into something so much bigger later on.
Right.
So, but yeah, that's really my, the entire journey through is once I was started at 16 and then continued through the training, started full-time teaching to about 17 years old and working to get the black belt as well. And then just continuing the journey and the instructing to there, passing it along to everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, I remember that phone call actually with your father. It's weird how you can remember certain things and certain things you just have no clue of. But I remember that conversation that he had when you know, he was needing some help. I mean, it takes a team, it takes a village. And I was like, yeah, well, what time can he be here? And then you came in after school every day and started emptying trashes and sweeping some floors. And then just one thing grew to another, you know. On the whole sports thing, I see a lot of our students and in our area, you know, team sports are very popular, that will get pulled from martial arts because it's can be challenging sometimes doing more than one thing, you know. I have people that, man, they're playing football and baseball, basketball, doing piano and cheer and dance and martial arts and, you know, all kinds of things, right? So that can be a challenge, but it is important if there's any way that they can continue doing the martial arts and use that to benefit other things. I see a martial artist that do team sports are usually better athletes and players because of all the correlating benefits. You know, we're continuing to work not only the mindset and the work ethics, but the strength, flexibility, you know, cardio. So it goes hand in hand with a lot of sports. It's just, you can only do so much with time though, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I was even having that discussion with one of the students yesterday. They were saying, how could this sport help in martial arts, or, you know, how could it pertain to it? And I was telling them, it's like almost any sport that you go into can help in your martial arts in some kind of way. Soccer, I can tell you guys, those guys can kick. That's one thing for sure. Even in baseball, you have the rotation of the hips to swing the bat and stuff, just like you would have the rotation of the hips in any kind of punch or anything like that. Track and field, you get, you know, the breathing techniques and the endurance to be able to last a lot longer throughout any matches, sparring matches or anything else. So yeah, like all these sports, even though, you know, they might do them, they might be time consuming, those sports can actually help even benefit in the martial arts in lots of different ways like that.
Yeah, 100%. That's what they got to see is that they're learning so much that is universal, that it helps you here and everywhere else. Because I am so much about martial arts. Mm-hmm. When I do other things, I can't leave martial arts. It's if I try bowling or shooting a gun or anything, I go into my fighting stance. And I'm either throwing a cross or a round kick. In theory, but using what I know, and it's helped at times. It's paid off. But it's just so comfortable that it's hard for me to leave that. So taking the benefits that you've learned from martial arts and using that to help you in other sports and other activities, mm-hmm. is very good. So for you overall, your martial arts, how has it helped you? You know, I guess two questions here: on the mats, personally, and off the mats, personally. Because you know, the Martial Arts Lifestyle podcast here is about not just martial arts, but using the benefits in life, in the daily, you know?
Oh, yeah. And I think especially in martial arts, going through those two questions, I think it actually helps me the same on the mats as it does off the mats in lots of different ways. Like whenever I come out onto the mats and I'm training, especially now doing the years of training that I have, I have the confidence to be able to do it out there, which, you know, when I first started, and especially first coming in, did not have any confidence whatsoever. But, you know, coming in here, I now have confidence to be able to do stuff, go up there and teach it, explain it, drill it, show people it, or even just, you know, training the technique to do it myself and try to keep it better that way. So, and same thing with the outside world too. Whenever I go off the mats now, I see myself a lot more confident to, you know, being able to talk to other people and, you know, trying to start conversations or ask questions and things like that. The things that, you know, some people, especially like antisocial people like myself, they're maybe, you know, uncomfortable doing, and the confidence to actually be able to go out there and start doing it now. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that's really helped, you know, on and off the mats, is just having that confidence to be able to do stuff and go out there and just kind of even try it to be able to do. I mean, you never know what you can do unless you try it. So.
Right. Just do it.
Yeah, so having that confidence, that's one major thing that, you know, my martial arts has really helped with a lot. And, of course, there's all other different things that martial arts does help with, you know, having the respect, the self-discipline to be able to do stuff. You know, whenever I have to come in here, even working and cleaning up everything, make sure everything's nice and tidy, that helps me with my stuff even at home whenever I have to go home and, you know, clean my room or, you know, make sure that everything's done that I need to, my homework's getting, you know, is getting completed, that I'm still keeping up with my grades and staying on task and stuff like that. Like, the martial arts has really helped me with that, especially me being growing up as an ADHD kid. Whenever I would be growing up, I would always be fidgeting with things. I wouldn't be able to stay focused super easily or anything. And, you know, growing in the martial arts and, you know, doing all of this in here, learning the focus on the mats helped me be able to continue that focus off the mats as well. Mm-hmm. And being able to stay focused in school and being able to, you know, really retain a lot more information than I used to and anything else. So it's really helped a lot of different ways, not just on the mats, but off the mats as well. And, but, you know, very similar ways in both ways.
Yeah, too. Right. Yeah. You know, a martial is like militant in that you create good habits of doing little things right, you know, and if you do everything the right way, you kind of only know that way. And then maybe you carry that over to, you know, now the way that you're doing your homework or fixing your bed or, you know, communicating, and then just same way that you train. Maybe diet, maybe whatever else. Just creating good habits, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you've been able to use that on and off the mat. Yeah, good, man. And you've seen students gain a lot of these kind of benefits. You know, probably talk more about the kids, because you're a great children instructor. And I remember the early Brandon, you know, that just did not have that confidence or that mm-hmm. ability. You know, when I'm confident and comfortable not even being here and knowing that, oh, Brandon's got it. Mm-hmm. You can cover everything from open to close. I don't do that easily. So that's a lot of faith and confidence that I have in you. And I appreciate your effort and energy. And it seems pure into you being what we kind of say, obsessed with the students getting real progress. Mm-hmm. Right. So you got to be there, you know, because you teach some days, man. I know already. I've been doing this 36 years. You teach some days where it's a bad day for you. Mm-hmm. You got a lot going on. You know, I know you got... You come in sometimes, you're dealing with finals, you're doing everything else in life, this and that, but you have 25 kids standing in front of you that are here for you to help create them, become the best versions of themselves, and that's where you have to kind of just really put everything else to aside, do your job,
yeah.
right? So it takes that. But dealing with the kids is different. You know, I know martial artists that don't need to teach kids and some that just refuse to. It doesn't mean they're bad. They just, you know, they work better with adults, and some the other way around. Of course, all of my people, we want to be good at everything, right? Mm-hmm. That's the philosophy here. But talk to me a little bit about the kids you teach, the benefits that they've gained, that you've seen. And even when you were teaching martial arts, when you were in Lubbock, you were teaching at a friend of mine's premier martial arts school for John Lyles. How long were you there working?
It was probably about 3 years.
Yeah, that
I was over there.
So you were here about 3 years, went there about three, now you're back.
Yep, now I'm back over
All
here.
All right, cool. And we're going to lock you in and not let you leave. So.
We'll see about that.
But, all right, so tell me about these benefits you've seen kids gain.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially being one of the, being a big kids instructor, I love seeing all the kids come in. You know, their smiling faces that come in. They, you know, they're pure heart full of energy. That's one thing that helps me, you know, get the energy to start teaching them is I see them coming in full of energy. It's like, oh, if I have bad energy right now, this is going to be a dreaded day right here. So have to, you know, build that energy up to do that. And one thing that, you know, you were just talking about too is, yeah, there is things that happen outside this life that whenever I come into the school that I am thinking about a little bit, but it's these kids, you know, teaching them and, you know, getting all this information for them is what helps kind of distract me from, you mm-hmm. know, those big moments that are yep. happening. I get that final coming in, I'm super stressed about it, but then I come in to here and I have that class full of kids, you know, that are, you know, awaiting my instructions, ready to have fun and have a good day that day. And, you know, it helps me, you know, kind of forget about, you know, what's going on out there and, you know, focused on what's going on in here. And then being able to give them a really, really good class. And it's just seeing, you know, how happy they are being in here is what helps out a lot too. And then trying to get them the good life lessons as well. And again, especially like ones that, you know, a lot of kids need to learn, especially early on, like things like respect, things like self-discipline, and, you know, being able to do the right things without people telling them to do. And all of those types of things are the, you know, the life skills that we want to be able to try to teach these kids and, you know, hopefully get them are to do this stuff at a young age, so, you know, whenever they grow older, it's not, you know, so hard
yeah.
to be able to learn and do. There's even some things in my life that I've seen that I've gone back on that I wish I would have learned a little bit more of these stuff, like, you know, self-discipline, doing things, you know, on my own, because now, you know, going out into college and stuff like that, I'm trying to learn all that, you know, at a little bit later age, and mm-hmm. it starts becoming a little bit harder to be able to start learning that stuff,
right,
you know, right.
right
now. But if I would have learned that, you know, a little bit younger, maybe that could have helped, mm-hmm. you know, make it a little bit easier in the long run for that. And so that's one of my big goals, especially trying to teach the kids, is getting them good quality life lessons to be able to take home and be able to do, so that, you know, they can continue to use those life lessons throughout their entire life mm-hmm. in doing it. And that's really a big thing. That's what our student creed is really for. We start every class with that student creed, saying things like, I will develop myself in a positive manner and avoid anything that would reduce my mental growth or physical health. Like, I mean, all the kids, they say these types of things at the beginning of class, but then I also try to make sure they know the meaning mm-hmm. of what it is behind it. You will develop yourself in a positive manner. So you're going to build yourself up in a good way or a bad way. And of course, trying to make sure that they're engaged in an understanding on you know, exactly what they're saying and not just kind of saying it just to say it, doing it. So, and then going through all those different types of things for them, but trying to get them really good life lessons to be able to take home is one of our biggest goals, and especially one of my biggest goals as an instructor to hand down to these kids and show them pretty much how martial arts has affected my life as well. Because again, it's affected my life, expect my confidence, my focus and everything, and showing these kids how martial arts can, you know, also help improve their life as well.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're one of the product of that work, and now you're seeing it and helping develop it. I mean, you have some students that you taught as white belts that are black belts
yes.
now. Man, that's what it's about, bro, right there, to know that you helped encourage and nurture and build someone from the inside out to go through all of this. And getting a black belt here is not easy, mm-hmm. right, to go from white belt to black belt and then continue the training after that. So that's pretty awesome. Yeah, man, and that's what takes a good instructor, is to set those other things aside. You know, there was many years where I was a one-man show, and no matter what happened, I had to be here to teach, mm-hmm. you know, and I would have to remind myself at times, you know, if I was going through something, when my mom passed away, I was still in here teaching, you know, mm-hmm. so it's not their fault. These guys right. have a reason here, and I have a purpose and a deeper why, and to influence them and to impact them and to make that 30 minutes or hour a day, the best part of their day at times, you know. So we want to leave those students smiling and sweaty and sore is what we like to say, those three S's, right? Sweaty, smiley, and sore. I like it. The student creed is a long list of terminology and anchors that we have our students memorize. And we had these deep in Kajikemo when I first started, pages of it, man, that my instructor would make me memorize. But still today, and many times throughout my life, I've been in situations where something clicked and it came to mind. It's like, okay, anything is impossible to a willing mind. Mm-hmm. You know, anything is possible to a willing mind, right? Or whatever. We had all these long lists of terminology, right? So we teach these kids, you know, focus your eyes, focus your mind, focus your body. Just on and on. And those are the benefits, like you said, that kind of can carry over. Our mottos, you know, the Kajikembo is deep into a lot of different models, you know, through this fist style, one gains long life and happiness, you know, to train the mind, body, spirit, put everything together in a package. But yeah, I like what you're seeing and what you've done, and these kids definitely are getting the results and benefits. So anything else you want to add or say, you know, to the audience, basically?
Well, especially with, you know, martial arts being this big journey, it is a journey, and it takes, you know, some dedication, takes some hard work, especially if you're wanting to achieve the goal of, you know, any kind of black belt or anything. But just know that, you know, you don't have to be a black belt in order to be, you know, good at, you know, martial arts or, you know, to get these benefits or anything else. It's, you know, about trying to build up that relationship too, and build up the the life skills, and, you know, the courage, and, you know, the physical skills to be able to achieve such a goal. And even as a black belt, it doesn't even stop there. And that's one thing that I really noticed throughout my martial arts journey is, you know, yeah, I went up there, got my black belt, and yes, it was a big deal. I was super excited, super proud of that, but then realized that the journey didn't stop there. The journey kept on going, and it kept pushing through. And, you know, I actually learned so much more after getting my black belt than I did prior to my black belt. Yeah. I think of, you know, getting your black belt, or, you know, building up to it as, you know, your grade school is all the color belts, your white belt all the way to your pre-black is pretty much your kindergarten through your 12th grade of school, pretty much. And then, you know, once you finally graduate high school and stuff, yeah, you get your diploma. That's your black belt pretty much. And then, you know, once you get your black belt, now you can choose if you want to go to college or not. Yeah. So now you can choose if you want to continue your education, continue learning, and continue to build on to the things that you've already learned. And trust me, and even, you know, thinking about it that way too, I've learned a lot more in my college years than I have in almost any of my other years through school. Which, yeah, I've learned a lot through those kinds of years and helped set that foundation to learn so much more that I do in college. And then same thing with this. You'll from white belt all the way to pre-black, you get the foundation that you need to learn with. And then once you get that black belt and you start ready to learn, then you have that foundation to be able to help you learn a lot more and a lot easier. And then you'll be able to get a lot more information out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
That way, so.
So it's through the experiences, right?
Yes.
Experiences, your knowledge, and as you get deeper and you spend, you know, time and effort in something, then you have better understanding of it, and that's how you're able to apply it. It's like learning a self-defense drill or a kick combination or whatever. You know, that's one thing, but learning how to apply it takes time, and then you relearn it, right? Yeah. You always kind of empty your cup to relearn it and improve, and this time you hit different points and elements. And yeah, it is a quite an accomplishment to become a black belt, but it is still just the beginning. And that's tough to say, because, you know, like, oh, well, it's just the beginning. What do you mean? I did all this. We did something great. But let's continue with that. You know, there are times where that's their goal. They get their black belt and they already knew they're going to quit. I hate to see that when it happens, because we know all that comes after, you know, even if it's just relearning the same and understanding and being able to apply it. But, you know, we just kind of keep doing what we do and get the benefits out there, man. But, well, cool, Mr. Brandon Jimenez. Good talk. Yeah, you know, when Brandon first started, he wouldn't have talked like this.
Not at all.
He would have been shaking his head or shaking his body or barely saying something. And now I got to shut him up, man. I thought I talked too much. It's not too much. Good stuff. But, all right, Brandon. Well, thanks. And let's just continue this and make some powerful things happen. Guys, hey, again, thanks for watching and listening to this episode. Be sure you check us out on the YouTube channel, which is James Cox Martial Arts. We have all of our podcasts on video format, as well as we have great content, instructional training, you know, tons of things from self-defense to kickboxing to jiu-jitsu, and we're always adding new things. So go there and subscribe, and then follow our podcast, share it, comment, review, you know, do what you can to help us out. We appreciate that. You guys have a good day. We'll see you next week.